So I was going to have Josiah up here with me as well and do a quick interview with him, but he doesn't know many answers. So let me just kind of pretend that he's here. Normally we say, Josiah, what's your name? He says, Josiah Obat. I said, how old are you? He says, 3. Because he can't really say THs yet. I said, where are you from? And now he knows, China. I'm from China. So, but one of the things he does now, he says, he comes over and he gets your hand. He says, come. And he brings you over and he wants to show you something. Usually it's a tower he's built or something he's done. And that's what I want to do today. I want to bring you in and see what God has built and understand what God has done. John Piper explains that God did not have to use the concept of adoption to explain how he saved us, or even how we became part of his family. He could have stayed with that language that we're a little more familiar with, of new birth, so that all of his children were described as children by nature only, like we see in John chapter 1. It says, to all who received him, who believed on his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But instead, God chose to speak to us as adopted, as well as being children by new birth. This is the most essential foundation and practice of adoption. Today, we're going to look at what it means to be adopted by God. And I'm going to use the story of Josiah to illustrate some parts of that. Our scripture today, and Sean's going to put it up here on the screen, is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, and I'm going to read it. It says, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent his spirit of his son into our hearts, and the spirit cries out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. So again, what I want to do is just today walk through four simple similarities between the adoption story of Josiah and adoption in general, as well as God adopting us into his family. My assumption is that we need to understand and enjoy our own adoption a little bit more before we can properly understand and enjoy what it means to adopt a child yourself. So the first thing I want to share is adoption is where God shares with us his family. And so hold it right there, Sean, before we show any other pictures. So what that means is that God, at the beginning, had the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they had this special relationship, and they were in unity. And they could have kept it that way, but they didn't. They had a desire to bring us in, and bring our mess in with them. And that's really what happened. So in my own family, God has given me a little snippet of this. So many years ago, we had most of the children at that time, and we just were really kind of worn out. And how many of you get worn out and really want to go away? Yeah? And just, you know, and you want to go away and you want to be refreshed, right? So you go away as a family and you get refreshed and you find this place that you really like going. And so that's what we did. We went away to this family resort. Our family had a great time. And you can put up the one picture there. And each year we would take pictures. And we were just encouraged by being at this place. It's a resort called Sandy Cove. And then at that time, God put it on our hearts, you know what? Maybe you should share this place with other people and have them come along with you on vacation. And I wasn't so sure about that was a good idea. You know, we were having a good time. This was special for us. If these people come, maybe we're not going to click with them. Maybe it's going to be conflict. Maybe it's not worth it. I didn't want to share what I had. But that's not God's heart, right? So what happened is God put it on our hearts, and we invited this other family. And this other family started coming with us year over year. And God taught me through that experience that, you know what, I have other plans in store for you and your family. And then it even got crazier where God put it on my wife's heart. Usually these come through my wife's heart, just so we're clear. to extend this invitation to join us at this resort to even some members of her own family. Extended members of her own family. You want to put up the next picture. So most recently, we've now taken all of these people together with us, and we go away. So what that showed me again is where God had a plan for us to join him and his family. And it wasn't just on a resort, on a vacation, but it's a way that he wants us to embrace us and be part of his family forever. It's a forever family. The second thing about adoption is it has a high cost, but an even higher reward. In our passage in verse 5, we saw the idea of being redeemed. To redeem means you obtain or set free at a price. What was the price that God paid for us to be part of his family? It was his son. It was the blood of his son. It cost him his son's life. Now, I would enjoy spending the next, hours explaining to you all the things that Phyllis and I had to process for the adoption of each of our children, and particularly Josiah was the hardest one for us to kind of walk through. As you know, we are not young anymore, and so we had to spend a lot of time wondering how we're going to pay for his college with our Social Security money, and how I would roll up in my wheelchair to his high school graduation. So these are things we seriously considered. So it was a small cost in a sense, but things that you really have to think through in advance. So here we saw in our passage, right, that when the time had come, that God had been processing this in his mind for quite some time and in his heart, and he brought us in, but it wasn't without a cost. And I will share that there are huge costs in adopting kids. Some are financial, some are emotional. There's costs in terms of time, stress, and they're with you the rest of your life. These kids, you have them forever. And those of you who are further along in your journeys than Phyllis and I know that adult children even can be more difficult than even younger ones because of just how much you care and worry about them. But there's something very deep and very right about the embrace of this cost of this child in your life. God has designed it that way. And we in the leadership of our church are very pleased to see this culture in our church begin to grow where families are willing to adopt or foster care or help those who are doing that. And the reason they're doing that is they're looking at our Heavenly Father and seeing the cost that he was willing to pay for us. It wasn't about maximizing our freedom or our comforts, but it's about seeing that we want to use what we've been given as resources to really bring glory to him. The third thing I want to do is say that adoption transforms identities. There are legal realities God had to deal with. His own justice and his own law demanded that we be punished and excluded from his presence for our sins. Righteousness was required and punishment was demanded. God had to satisfy his justice and his law in order to adopt us as sinners into his family. He did this by the life and death of Jesus, as I mentioned earlier. But the neat thing is that our status changed. We went from being outside of God's family to legally being inside. And he put the Spirit inside us as a deposit. And he gave us the affection. And we really legally have become his sons and daughters. And that's really what happened with my son Josiah. We went to China. As she mentioned, we went to this government building. And if you want to go to the next slide, this is kind of how he started. And then what happened is that Phyllis mentioned the green shirts, and we're going to show a video clip here. And what happened was that he starts out in the orange shirt, and you're going to see where he ends up. So why don't we play this clip? So hopefully you picked up the imagery. If not, I want to tell the story a little more vividness here. So Josiah, as Phyllis mentioned earlier, had no idea what was happening to him, right? So he walks into this building. He's got an orange shirt on, these little shorts, and then there's this mound of green, right? This mound of green wave coming at him, and he doesn't know what to do. And what happens is we want him to understand that his identity has been changed. He's no longer an orange shirt kid. He belongs to the green shirt family. And so as a result of that, we use this visual image for him to be able to take off his own shirt. And that's what happened with us. Our old life was taken away. All of our sins, all the things that we had thought, said, and done that had dishonored God were being removed. And I will tell you that shirt did smell a little bit like our sins and we're from where he came. And that was taken off, and we put on a new clean shirt in the same way we get a new identity in Christ. And we put the green shirt on him, and then we as his brothers and sisters, just like we and our brothers and sisters in Christ, we embraced him and brought him into our family. So that's what we did. That's the visual image we gave to him. And now he understands that slowly over time that this is his new identity. And then not only that, but he also has his birth certificate changed. In the same way God changes our history and he says, you are no longer an orphan, but now you are a child of mine. And he writes it in our hearts. So his identity was changed, who he was changed. These legal transactions really gird what really happened in his life. So all the legal red tape that was long and hard was worth it in the end, because now he's part of our family. Last thing I want to share, just as a word of encouragement to all of us, is that God allows us to join in him with the adoption process. This is an analogy I often use with many of you. This is kind of how it works with God, okay? He is the one mowing the yard, and we are the one with this little plastic mower, and you see how much work this kid is really getting done, okay? So even though we get an opportunity to be part of what God's doing, we have to don't lose the big picture. It's God who is orchestrating all these things. So whether it's with adoption or foster care or taking kids in or helping families who are doing that, really God has a plan, and he just allows us to play a small role in that. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to have different parts of our Hope's ministry team come up and share with you opportunities where you can get involved, both here at Christ's home locally, in Transnistria, sponsoring some kids, going on a trip to Transnistria maybe. And these are just ideas that have really happened within the service opportunities. Many of you actually, several of you in this church have actually made the choice to foster some kids, to adopt some kids as a result of some things you heard and saw here today in previous years. I don't know what God's going to do in your heart here today. I'm not here to predict that, but what I'm here to do is to say you get this opportunity. So if you could go to the next slide. In our own family journey, we actually took Jake on our first trip to Russia to adopt Joy and Grace. Now, Jake felt that he was a big part of the process. And unfortunately, now that he's gotten older, he realizes that we were the ones who bought the tickets and, you know, we were the ones who made the arrangements and got all the logistics set with the hotels and the travel, and we were the ones who did all the paperwork. But, you know, he had a role. He was the big brother, right? And so he made sure that they were, you know, he played with them and he made sure that they were taken in, just like you saw in the picture of Josiah's adoption. So even back then when we first adopted Joy and Grace, we included Jake in the process. We talked to him about it, we prayed about it with him, and then we allowed him to be part of that with us. And then most recently, when we went to China, if you put up the last picture there, we included everybody. So this is the green team. So we allowed everyone to be part of the process, to think about this, to pray about it, as Dom prayed earlier, to understand what it's going to mean for them. Because this is, you know, something different and new, right? This is not just a kid that we're going to babysit for the weekend and then give back, right? He's now going to be part of the home. And there's a lot of things that come with that. And those of you who have brothers and sisters, I don't need to explain all that right now. But it's not without cost, as I mentioned earlier. So we involved each member of our family in this adoption process. And that's what God does with us. As he brings people into his family, he allows us, as much as we're willing to be used by him, to be involved in that process. It's still him who's doing all the work, but he allows us to follow along with that lawnmower. So I just want to end with a last word of encouragement, just to say that Josiah's story gives you a window into God's heart. And this is kind of our family today. And, you know, I just ran into a guy who was my mentor probably about 30 years, maybe 35 years ago, and he got to meet my family, and I hadn't seen him in probably 20 years, and obviously he didn't think that this is how it would turn out, and neither did I. So I don't know what tomorrow looks like for you. I don't know what next week looks like for you, next year, but what I can say is, as Dom encouraged us, is just to be open to what God is going to do in your heart, and as Faith and Christo encouraged us as well, it's just to say, God, however you want to use us, we're here and we're available to be used. So let me pray. Dear God, I thank you for bringing Josiah into my family. Lord, I thank you for the imagery that brings to how you brought me into your family. Lord, I thank you for each of my brothers and sisters here and how you've worked in their hearts, Lord, to draw them into your family. Lord, to bring them as part of your green team. And so, Lord, we thank you today for that, and we just marvel at that. And, Lord, we thank you that also we have the opportunity to be involved in the process as well. Lord, help us to make our time, make our finances, make our hearts ready and willing to embrace and to receive what you have for us to be part of this process. Lord, I thank you for just everything you're about to do here today and all you have in store. In your name, amen.